Okay, let's continue our talks on the three stages of the spiritual path with the third degree. I think by now you're probably aware that I am covering from anywhere from 2 to 30 years in 3 or 4 hours, 3 or 4 talks. And so you know I've only touched the surface of each one. But there should be enough information in each one of these talks to point to where you are, if you are honest with yourself, and to point to some of the books that can help and what you should be looking for, what you should be doing in each degree. But this is only a broad overview, and to get into each one of these degrees in detail would take another 6 to 10 talks each. But what I want to do here, what I hope to accomplish, is to put down a roadmap. This has taken me over 35 years, 36 years to glean this information, ferret these directions out of all of the books and talks I've come across and put them in one place so you don't have to do that. And that is my mission in these 3 or 4 talks. I think also by now you can see how discussing this with others is almost an impossibility. Someone in the first degree that says they're having a problem with their body and want to know what principles should they apply, if they say that to someone in the second degree, the person in the second degree is going to say, oh, you need to know about impersonalization and nothingization. And the person with the problem in the first degree won't understand what they're talking about. If they say it to someone in the third degree, either that person will simply smile, or they will say, what body? What body are you talking about? And so you see there's this sort of cross-communication where it does not compute. Again, that's why we learn in the second degree to keep this sacred and secret. Now, listen to this, because this is direct from Joel. In the third degree, we have to unlearn everything we have ever learned in the first and second degrees. It's another major transition. And if you are not ready for it, it will not happen to you. And so you must content yourself with staying in the second degree until you are lifted from on high. I can only report what happens in the third degree. I cannot tell you how to get there. The getting there, the preparation, if there is any, is everything you do in the second degree, at the tail end of the second degree. With that in mind, Joel had some specific talks which someone sent to me, and I'm so blessed to have this. I just love it. It's transcripts from the 1955 Kahlua Study Group. And in this particular, well, all throughout here, but in this particular talk here, he is trying to pull these students up a little higher. He's trying to bring them to the tail end of the second degree and the beginning of the third degree. So listen to what Joel says. But first bear in mind that in the second degree, you were knowing all the truth you could remember in order to reach that place of rest in which you could make that contact, remember? Now here, Joel is going to undo all of that. And this should point out something else to you. If you just order tapes willy-nilly, I'll take number 18, number 123, 459, 852. You're going to be hearing talks from all different stages, from each of these degrees. How can you possibly incorporate that? You can't. You can't. You have to come up the way the rest of us did. That's why I'm making these talks, so you can find where you are, in which degree, and go from there, so there's clear-cut direction. So you don't have to go through 35 years to find this stuff out, to pull a little from this talk here, that book there, this person there, that teacher there, this transcript over here. You see? So, getting back to this, he's trying to help these people come up to the third degree, and they have been knowing truth with the mind in order to reach that state of rest. Now, listen to what he says. And don't order tapes indiscriminately and books indiscriminately anymore. Now, for those ready to move into the third degree, he says, that is the thing I would like our students from now on to learn, that all of this letter of truth is the foundation upon which you develop the ability to turn within and say, Father, give. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Now this developing is from 2 to 22 years. You develop this capacity to turn within and say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Father, give. Then, whether you are helping yourself or working for yourself or praying for yourself, turn away from all the truth you know. Now, see, that's a brand new approach, which starts at the beginning of the third degree. I'm going to read it again because I fumbled through it, so let me read it again so you can see it clearly. That is the thing I would like our students to know from now on, that all of this letter of truth is the foundation upon which you develop the ability to turn within and say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Then, whether you are helping yourself or working for someone else, turn away from all the truth you know. Let that truth you know be only the foundation on which you rest. But rest in it and be receptive, and let the Father within come to you with a fresh, new, spontaneous impulse. And then you may get an actual message. You may get a quotation, a scripture, a metaphysical truth. Or you may get a click or a release, or you may get a warmth permeating you. Whatever it is that comes, when it comes, trust it. Rely on it. You see, he's teaching here, we must reach the place finally where we no longer rely on the truth we know. In other words, there's a problem presented to us, we realize instantly, that's a mental image, we close our eyes and we don't know any truth with the mind. Unless it's a simple one line, as in, God is the only power, so I rest. That's it. Then we wait, we listen, we're receptive to an impartation from within. Because it's not the truth you know with the mind. It's the truth you receive from God. And so he says, after you feel that release within, that click, that presence, don't think that you have to go out and shove it around or push it around to empower it. You turn away from it. If necessary, turn on some music or do something else. Go out and cook a pie. You see what I mean? The only truth that is really truth is the spontaneous impulse of God that comes to you from within. All of the rest of it that you spent all these years to learn is the foundation upon which you rest. That is the truth of being, and it is a wonderful thing to remind yourself that God is the only substance or the only power. But it isn't going to heal you. Once you have quieted yourself with some of the basic premises, then sit and wait and let truth announce itself. Now, listen. Then you will know it's really truth. You'll really know it's the Word of God, and you'll find that it is quick and sharp and powerful. And then ultimately, as you continue to work this way, the day will come when you won't have to sit down and go through any of the routines of remembering truth. The very moment you have a call, your ear will open like this, and it will rush in, will rush whatever truth you need at that moment. You see that? He's taking everyone from everything that you've learned in the second degree and the first degree. He's wiping all of that out now. He's saying all of that has to be let go of. We're going to take a new approach in this third degree. And that is that none of the truth we know is truth. All of the truth that you know with the mind isn't truth. Only that spontaneous impulse from God is truth. And so here in the third degree, we are unlearning the old way that we meditated and learning a new way. And here in 1955, he was taking this class up a step higher from the second degree. And that's not the only thing we have to unknow. This is a major, major, major transition from the second degree to the third degree. That's why it's a very serious initiation. We have to unlearn everything we've ever learned. Not just some of it. In the third degree, we have learned to go within, become still, simply to enter the silence. Yes. That's a note I made for myself for this talk. You see, in the other two degrees, the first and the second degree, we became still in order to practice the principles which would meet this problem or demonstrate some good, which would dissolve error and reveal harmony. But here in the third degree, we are now entering meditation for no reason whatsoever. It's really strange, but here in the third degree, we are learning to rely on absolute nothingness. That's why it's called the infinite invisible. Here we let go of every prop that we ever had in place. And it can be scary. That's why it's valuable to have a teacher and some teachings nearby that say, yes, yes, you are on the right path. And so here he's telling us to rely on no words and no thoughts, because none of that that we learned in those 22 years is truth. The only thing that is truth comes from this infinite invisible as a spontaneous impartation from within. And we learn to meditate for no reason whatsoever, not wanting anything, just simply to enter the silence. Yes, here in the third degree, we enter meditation only to enter the silence and experience communion. We are now not so much interested in demonstrating anything. We are interested only in communing with the infinite divine consciousness, with the Father within, with that infinite invisible, with the nothingness which is all. There are several books that deal specifically with the third degree, such as Consciousness is What I Am, The Thunder of Silence, The Mystical Eye, Leave Your Nets, and The Infinite Way, to name a few. Strange how The Infinite Way was one of the books dealing with this third degree, and yet it was the first book. The reason for that is that Joel was living in the third degree and is living there and beyond when that book was written, when that book poured through, and when the entire Infinite Way was started. That came out of a consciousness in the third degree. So you can see why he doesn't recommend that as one of the very first books you pick up, because he recognizes that. Now, I want you to listen to a couple of things from some of these books we mentioned so that you may see the difference between what we were doing in the first degree, the second degree, and now here in the third degree. We ended the last talk by saying that in the third degree, we realize that we have to die completely to a personal sense of self. And do you see how this recommendation, this suggestion by Joel, that we come up higher in our meditation, is dying to a personal sense of self? Sure, because it's dying to a personal sense of truth that you know, in order to experience that impersonal presence. And do you see how entering meditation for communion and no other reason is dying to a personal sense of self that would want to get something from meditation? This whole third degree is all about dying to a personal sense of self so that Christ may live itself. And so in Consciousness is What I Am, that's what he starts to cover. He says, we should ask ourselves, how do I die? What did Paul mean by dying daily? Is there such a process as dying daily? Is there such a process as being reborn of the Spirit? If there is, let me get busy with it right now. Let me see if I can find out how to die. Let me see if I can find out how to be reborn and stop quoting passages. See, he's trying to lift us above what? A personal sense of the mind, a personal sense of truth. There is a way to die daily. It isn't easy for you, and it isn't easy for me. It isn't easy for anyone. We can all think of some of the problems that face us and see how I is involved in every problem. An eye so limited in power and wisdom that it cannot solve or heal it. Now, let us consider what would happen to the problem if the only eye involved were God. And in our meditation, ask ourselves, would there be such a problem if there were not a me? Would there be such a condition if I were out of the way? Would I be in such a dilemma if the entire thing were up to God? In that way, we will gradually come to see that there is no problem except what concerns the sense of I as a person. If we take away that personal sense of I and let I be God, then what happens to the problem? And so here in the third degree, it's all about lifting us up above the mind, above a personal sense of self. The third degree is for those that are ready to ascend up over the human mind. It's a very deep experience. It cannot be, well, if you are a person in the first degree and you stumble into a bookstore and you pick up Beyond Words and Thoughts and you start reading about Truth Unveiled, where he talks about ascending up over the mind, it's not going to make any sense. You're not going to be able to do that. You're just not going to be able to do it. It takes preparation from 2 to 22 years. Please don't take that lightly. I'm very serious about it. Here in the third degree, you're going to undo everything you've done, everything, over the last 22 years, or however long it's taken you to come to the end of the second degree. And so he's teaching us how to ascend up over a personal sense of self, which is what dying is all about. Now, look here in the Thunder of Silence. He says, to heal, it is necessary to transcend thought. There it is again. How to come up over that human mind, which is the only place where hypnotism appears. And so to heal, it is necessary to transcend thought. Even though a meditation begins as contemplation of truth, it must, before the healing is accomplished, rise into the higher realm of silent awareness. Do you hear this? Those of you that are ready, do you hear this? We must leave that place where we are knowing truth with the mind. We must set that aside, all of it. Yes, it's legitimate to say, this is a nothingness, let me close my eyes, now God, you speak. That's legitimate, but that's all, that's enough. Oh yes, you can use other words. You could say something like, this is hypnotism, God is the substance of all. Speak, Lord. It doesn't matter, just a sentence or two. The point is that you are practicing coming up over that mind, the mind which knows the truth, in order that you may have this beautiful experience that he calls silent awareness. Oh, that's beautiful. Gosh, that's just lovely. Because that's what it is, a silent awareness. The mind, over all these 22 years, you've been pouring truth and truth statements into it, and scripture, and realizations, and you've been pouring and pouring in there, now becomes a different kind of faculty. Because in the third degree, it becomes an avenue of awareness. You see how, way back in the first degree, if you had been reading along one of these books and you read, the mind is an avenue of awareness, you wouldn't understand that. No way could you grasp that. It's not till you get to the third degree that you understand, through the experience of coming up over that mind, what it's like to be so still that you are in a state of silent awareness. So, to continue, at the beginning of a healing meditation, a passage of truth such as, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, may come into our thought. But, after looking at that, thought begins to slow down, and we ponder the meaning of knowing no man after the flesh, good flesh or bad flesh, Henceforth know we no man after good flesh or bad flesh. Henceforth know we no man as sick or well, rich or poor. Henceforth know we only God appearing as individual spiritual man. Here it is again. Listen to me. This is all tied together. The belief in good and evil, the only place it exists is in the mind. And so knowing truth with that same mind is not going to fix it. No, when you ascend up over that mind, you have just come out of the belief in good and evil. Now you have a silent awareness of God appearing as individual spiritual man or spiritual identity. This is an actual experience that happens to you here in the third degree. That's why here you become aware of what man is. You will never see God with your eyes, and you have never seen man with your eyes, until you reach this third degree in which you rise up over the mind and momentarily catch or feel that spiritual incorporeal man, which I'm feeling right as I speak. Now it says, this is the secret of the infinite way, and it is the secret of healing. Henceforth know we no man after the flesh. See, the mind that knows truth by the statements it's memorized is not knowing truth, is it? No, we have to ascend up over that mind into the silent awareness, and then we are given, well, the stone is cut out of the mountain without hands. Awareness bubbles up from deep within consciousness. We have the silent awareness of spiritual being and the oneness of man and God, and it is an experience here in the third degree. And so he says, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, not even healthy flesh. No, because healthy flesh is still a mental concept in the mind, isn't it? It's not a silent awareness of spiritual being. Henceforth know we no man after his wealth, large amounts or small. We know only God as Father and God as Son, the Christ, the spiritual image and likeness of God. Now to actually see, feel, and know the spiritual likeness of God, or the Christ, you must reach this third degree where you ascend up over the mind in each and every meditation. Eventually, you will stay in that state that is up over the mind. But in the beginning of the third degree, you are learning to attain it in meditation. So he says, henceforth know we only God as constituting man. Henceforth know we only God as the substance of man. Henceforth know we only God as the life of man, the soul of man, the health of man, the wealth of man, the dwelling place of man. Henceforth know we only God and not man. Now we perceive that man is not flesh, but consciousness, possessing only spiritual qualities. You see that? And so the thunder of silence is also written for those that are approaching or in that third degree. Because it's in the third degree that we are learning to unlearn everything we knew before. It's in the third degree that we are learning to enter meditation only to commune with that spiritual identity, which is man and God, one. In the third degree, we are using the mind only as an avenue of silent awareness. Now, again, in Beyond Words and Thoughts, we are told, briefly, in Truth Unveiled, Jesus, however, not only knew the truth, but realized and became the truth. Do you see the difference between knowing the truth and realizing the truth? Knowing the truth with the mind was the metaphysics of the message. But here we are learning to ascend up over the mind and realize, feel, or become that truth. More correct would be feel that truth becoming us. So he says, Jesus, however, not only knew the truth, but realized and became the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, here in the third degree is where personal self is crucified and has to be in all of us. And everything up until now was a preparation, getting us to the place where we are ready to come into the promised land. And what is the promised land? That area of consciousness up over the mind where we have a silent awareness of spiritual identity. That is so beautiful, silent awareness. I love that. In that silent awareness of spiritual identity, the personal sense of self is crucified. Jesus' realization of the need to crucify or rise above the seeming mortal sense of self enabled him to make the ascension. And this is underlined and in brackets and bold in my book. The ascension is always the same, a rising above mind, above knowing the truth, to truth itself. You see that? All of this has been evolving, and we have been moving through these many years, sometimes 22 years, sometimes longer, to get to the beginning of the third degree, that place where we will truly die to self. Now, I jotted down some things. I'm going to go through them so that you will know what to expect in the third degree. In the third degree, we have learned that we are taught by God, and the mind is an avenue of awareness for God consciousness to flow through. You see how that's an experience of the death of personal self? So that we could create this opening through which God flows, through which Christ liveth its life? Here in the third degree, the presence lives us. Christ liveth my life. Over and over again, Joel has talked about how we reach the point where the principles practice us. We reach the point where we no longer have to know truth. Truth is imparted from within. We are making the transition. We are dying, really, honestly, completely dying to a personal sense of self. So this infinite, invisible nothing called God or Christ can live its life through us. Here we live by grace, which flows continuously from within our own consciousness. In the third degree, others come to us for help, or for healing, or for teaching. Here we are dwelling in the kingdom of heaven, here and now. And now you know that the kingdom of heaven is arising above that mind, don't you? In the third degree, the government really is on his shoulders, and Christ liveth in me and through me. In the third degree, all fighting, all battling is over. We no longer demonstrate anything out here. Now, our only demonstration is that inner release, or that inner impartation, the peace that passeth understanding. That's our only demonstration in the third degree. Here in the third degree, we each individually begin to suspect the truth that all that God is, I am. Here we really are dying to a personal sense of life and are consciously aware of Christ living itself infinitely, immortally, and eternally. In the third degree, we come within for one reason, to commune with the reality of being, with the I that I am. Here, in the third degree, we experience the Word made flesh, pure Christ consciousness forming itself as every need fulfilled, not only for our life, but for all who enter our consciousness or who ask. Because here in the third degree, we recognize by experience, by seeing it in action, that God, the I within us, the I in our midst that has come, is a law unto our entire consciousness and everything that enters it. In the third degree, we behold this I in our midst, making all things new in its image and likeness. Here, we are back in the Garden of Eden, where pure Christ consciousness forms itself without any impediments, without any opposition, and even without any processes. In the third degree, we have finally put on immortality. In the third degree, there is an inner doorway that is now permanently open, and we live by the grace that flows through that opening continuously. In the third degree, problems sometimes dissolve at our approach without ever having taken any conscious thought about truth. Why? Because here in the third degree, our consciousness is the truth. I am the truth. In the third degree, we have passed through a great initiation. We have entered the circle of Christhood. And here we have overcome the law now and live by grace entirely. To us there is no more good or evil, health or sickness, wealth or lack. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, for thou hast ascended up over duality. Here in the third degree, death has been overcome, because it was only a personal sense of self that could ever die. And now there is no personal sense of self here. Again, Christ liveth its life. In the third degree, the final experience is the complete death of a personal sense of self. The Son of Man is dead, and the Son of God is risen completely. Out of the tomb of mortality, which has now been dissolved. Here, then, is the experience of God incarnate as infinite individual being, your being, in this third degree. Now, listen again to what is said at the beginning of this chapter in the Infinite Way called the New Horizon, because it is pointing out to you what is going to have to happen in this third degree to ascend up over that human mind, which is what contains a mortal sense of existence. When you come out of that mortal mind and up over it, you find a silent awareness of your spiritual identity, your Christhood in God. And so in the New Horizon it says, The sense which presents pictures of discord and inharmony, disease and death, is the universal mesmerism which produces the entire dream of human existence. Yes, here in the third degree you have learned, finally, the entire world that you hear, see, taste, touch, smell, and think has been a dream in the human mind. But now you've come up over that human mind, and now you have an awareness of a spiritual being. And so he says to us, you must understand that there is no more reality to harmonious human existence than to discordant world conditions. You must realize that the entire human scene is mesmeric suggestion, and you must rise above the desire for even good human conditions. You must understand fully that suggestion, belief, or hypnotism is the substance or fabric of the whole mortal universe, whether good or evil. Both good and evil human conditions are dream pictures having no reality or permanence. And you must be willing for the harmonious as well as the inharmonious conditions of mortal existence to disappear from your experience in order that reality may be known and enjoyed and lived. And then he tells us, above this sense life, which we know now is in the mind, there is a universe of spirit governed by love, peopled with the children of God living in the household or temple of truth. This world is real and permanent. Its substance is eternal consciousness. In it there is no awareness of discords or even of temporary material good. So, here in the third degree, you are one of those people that have come up over the mind and are living in this spiritual universe. Here in the third degree, you are Christed. That is, the robe of Christ consciousness has been given to you, wrapped around you. And it's your Christ consciousness now. Here in the third degree, you have unlearned and undone everything you did in the first and the second degrees. You have unlearned everything you learned in 22 years. If that's how long it took you, could be 10, could be 15, 12, 7. Depends on how serious a student you were, and whether you turned back to the old city for a while, or whether you became fat and complacent in the second degree. Now, here in the third degree, you stand in the infinite invisible. You stand in the middle of Christ consciousness, and Christ consciousness pours through you. You know nothing. You are nothing. You are a complete witness, a beholder, as Christ lives itself as you. And that's the ultimate of the third degree. Listen to what he says in this book, which was written to help us through the third degree, called Leave Your Nets. This is the chapter, The Robe. As an initiate, you will wear the robe of your degree, you see, first, second, or third degree, and carry the title of initiate. But in this case, he's referring to the robe of the third degree. because he says you will leave behind your family name and your family and friends as well. Of course, now you understand you don't have to go anywhere. This is not an external experience. You don't run off into the mountains or go get a cottage by the sea or go join some monks somewhere, unless, of course, you're told to, but it's not at all necessary. No, this is an internal renouncing of family name that is a personal sense of self. There's no I, me, or mind involved. You don't have a family. If you still see a family, you're in the second degree. Here in this third degree, you see God, infinite individual being, everywhere. You began seeing it in your meditations. Now here in the third degree, you see it with your eyes open. As we started with, Joel points out that it only takes a second for the inner ear to open and for an impartation to flow forth, because the doorway is permanently open to Christ consciousness. It's permanently opened. You don't have to know truth for hours at a time in order to reach some state of rest in which you can catch a glimpse. No, here you are no longer living in the mind. Consequently, you're not living in a material universe, because there is none. You are living in Christ consciousness with that inner door opened, and you receive impartations almost continuously. And so you are living in the kingdom here and now. That is what you hear. That is what you perceive. That is where you dwell. And so he says here, having pledged your allegiance to God and to the service of God, now you have no other allegiance. Having been accepted into the ministry of the Spirit, and if you're in the third degree, you have been accepted, you are released from the duties and works of the earth. Because by the time you've entered the third degree, you are not living by anything you do out here. You are living entirely by grace. Everything you need is provided for before you can even think of it, before you even become aware, before they call, the I of you, will answer. In the spiritual life, the initiate has been called to the service and life of the Master. Immediately, he is divested of the clothing of the earthly world and given the robe of his degree. Okay, that means you've reached the place where Christ consciousness is living itself as you. Your robe, your Christ consciousness, is now your abiding place. It's your home, your business, your pleasure, your dreams, your hope. Your robe, your Christ consciousness, is your rock, your high tower, your secret place. And this robe is your consciousness of truth. As your consciousness of truth deepens and expands, you reach the higher degrees and planes of consciousness, because there are degrees beyond this one. Each symbolized by a robe of different color, each demanding greater consecration, devotion, and service, and each bringing the greater rewards of silence in his peace. So do we see how here in the third degree we reach a complete death of a false sense of self? The entire material creation, good and evil, is dissolved. There's no more sickness and there's no more health. There's no more poverty and there's no more wealth. There's no more male, there's no more female. There is one infinite being, the infinite invisible, expressing itself. As the Gita says, it is ever all itself. And you are dwelling in the conscious awareness, the silent awareness of that being, being ever all itself. here in the third degree, you have come out of mortality and put on immortal spiritual being. Here in the third degree, you have overcome the world. Because you find in the final analysis, the world was only a false state of mind. Here in the third degree, you have overcome the final enemy, or death. There's no more death for you. Death has been overcome. It has been swallowed up in victory. The only victory being the crucifixion of a personal sense of self and the rebirth of spiritual identity. This identity, you will discover, has never been born. It is eternal, not made by hands, eternal in the heavens, coexistent with God from the beginning, forever. This spiritual identity, you will discover, is what I am, and cannot be born and cannot die. This spiritual identity that you have discovered as your identity, as the I in your midst, as the I that you are, it will be maintained and sustained in your awareness forever and ever and ever. You have found your eternal identity. Here in the third degree, you have stepped out of time, and you live in an eternal universe, a spiritual universe. The first chapter of Genesis, pure consciousness forming itself as itself. Here in the third degree, you are home at last, in the silence, in the silent awareness that God is perfect, and so is the Son. For these two are one infinite, eternal, spiritual identity forever. Yes, there are three stages or three degrees on this path. There are more. There is a state beyond this of which I'm aware of, and I'm sure there are others beyond that, because God is infinite, and the Son is infinite, and the journey is infinite. But suffice it to say that these three are the three stages that the Infinite Way is designed to bring us through and to. I hope you can see now clearly which stage you're at. I hope you will read the books with that in mind. Set aside the books that you're not at that stage yet. Just set them aside. They'll be there when you're ready. And in your meditations, practice the appropriate principles for the state of consciousness where you are, trying your best to live up to your highest sense of those principles, and then let God lift you to the next step, the next stage, the next degree. I hope this has been helpful. I realize that I've only just brushed on these three degrees in 3 hours of talks. I've only just barely touched on each of the three degrees. But I felt it was necessary. It was pushing to come out that this is necessary. So maybe this will help you to better understand who, where, and what you are, so that you may go forward. I hope it does. My love goes with you. Blessings of the Christ. And may you move to that place soon of silent awareness of infinite individual spiritual beings.